When there's a calling that's bigger than you, something divine, something assigned, something that you're meant to do, sometimes you got to just answer it. And that's what we are doing and taking 200 women along with us. So if you have not seen and heard, jump in on the 5-day 200 women on assignment challenge, where we are opening our hearts, our ears, our notebooks, our business literacy to be able to answer the call of what is in front of us, bring up the proof points, put out the impact, and make it happen. Go to onassignmentchallenge.com to sign up for the free 5-day challenge, and I cannot wait to see you there. So the big question is this: how do we ambitious professionals avoid the slow-moving career, take control of our time, and get paid for two things: doing what excites us and making an impact bigger than anyone ever thought was possible? That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Candace Spears, and welcome to Ambition, Honey, and Hustle. Okay, real talk. Are you worried about what family or what friends might say when you start talking about leaving your 9-to-5? It's real, right? It's real. And I'm giving it pause for a second because there are some pieces of this equation that could be more real than others. For example, you start talking about leaving your 9-to-5, letting go of corporate, jumping into your own business, and you have a spouse who isn't necessarily on the same page with your ambitions. Very, very real. You start talking about leaving the 9-to-5 and thriving in your own business, and you have friends who aren't exactly on your same page. A little different, but depending on how close you are, still real. Here's the thing. Not everybody will be invested in the vision, and there are some people who need to be more invested than others, right? You are in strong relationship, strong partnership with others. Your decisions have some impact on them. Absolutely. But the reality is this: you're going to have to take some level of a decisiveness and thought around, when I look at the impact here, what's the worst that can happen? How is this person really affected? What can happen if I don't pursue the thing that keeps calling my name? And I say these very specifically because I would like for you to find a quiet corner with a pen, paper, use your laptop if you want to, whatever, to ask yourself those questions. If I do go forward full force and pursuing leaving my 9-to-5 and thriving in my own business and my own calling, one, what's the worst that can happen in general? And you can answer that for any number of things. It could be for you, it could be for people associated with you, whatever it is. But then start to think more specifically, right? What's the worst thing that can happen with my spouse and with my family? What's the worst thing that can happen with my relationships with my friends? Then start to look further. What is the thing that I would potentially miss out on if I don't do this? A lot of, you know, when we have our vision for things and our vision is such a radical departure from what we've been used to, oftentimes it's very challenging to sort of sit with the noise that comes into play from those closest to us. It's kind of hard to hear our own thoughts. But when you can sit back and look at, well, what's the worst case, but then start looking at our friend opportunity cost, what if I don't pursue this thing? That's going to give you a level-headed place to make your decisions and a level-headed place to have your conversations. Talk to you soon. If any of this resonated with you, any of it, being a woman on assignment, moving to go further, if that resonated with you, then we want you to come join the movement. Over the next 60 days, we're taking 200 women on assignment, starting with a challenge, and we want you to be a part. So click the link or button that you see around. Let's get you going. Talk to you soon. You can find the show notes for this episode and just about all the other episodes on CandiceSpears.com. So go and check it out. Not only can you find the show notes, but you'll find other bonus resources, some freebies, some blog posts that may be helpful to you. There's plenty hanging out at my home base. So go to CandiceSpears.com. I guarantee you there will be some things there to help you on your bigger impact journey. Goodbye for now.